Federal prosecutor Robert Mueller has been nominated to be the next FBI director. He will be only the sixth director in some 80 years. He inherits an agency that has fallen from favor with the public and Congress. The early assessment of Mueller is positive, even from those who have opposed him in court. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Rory Little, a former federal prosecutor in San Francisco, has a vivid memory of Robert Mueller. It was 1994, and by that point, Mueller had worked as a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's offices in San Francisco and Boston. He'd run the criminal division of the Justice Department and become a partner at a Boston law firm. That's when Little bumped into him on an airport shuttle bus.
I said to him, "What are you doing these days?" He said, "Well, I've just left my partnership in Boston, and I'm now a line prosecutor starting at the bottom in the homicide division in the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office." And I said, "Boy, that's a big switch. That must be hard on you." And he says, "No, I love this. I love it every day. I'm going to trial. I'm going to court. And I'm putting bad, violent people in jail."
If confirmed, Mueller will have plenty of opportunities to do that. But he comes at a troubled time for the FBI. In recent months, the Bureau has been criticized for failing to turn over all the documents to Timothy McVeigh's defense attorneys and for allowing a spy inside the FBI to go undetected for the better part of 15 years. Michael Bromwich is a former inspector general at the Justice Department.
The FBI is at a low ebb in terms of its public reputation. It's had months of bad publicity ranging from the Hansen case to the McVeigh documents problems and other highly publicized problems. I think getting a new leader will help and will help get them over what has been a very troubled period.
And Bromwich echoes the sentiment of many others, Democrats and Republicans alike, when he says Mueller has the right credentials.
He's someone who knows federal law enforcement, he knows the Justice Department, and he knows the FBI.
One selling point for Mueller is that he could be a bridge between federal prosecutors and federal investigators. Under Louis Freeh, the FBI often clashed with the Justice Department. For example, Freeh publicly split with the Attorney General over how to handle the campaign finance investigation. But Mueller has been associated with the department for nearly 25 years. He ran the criminal division, and so he knows the frustration that prosecutors face when they don't get enough cooperation from the FBI. Beyond that, Barry Portman says Mueller has already shaped up one plagued office. Portman is a federal public defender in San Francisco and has opposed him in court. But he's an admirer. Portman says the U.S. Attorney's Office there used to be riddled with problems. When the Clinton Justice Department wanted to fix the office, they sent in a Republican, Robert Mueller.
The first thing he did was declare all supervisor positions open, replaced almost everyone. And he shook things up and put his own stamp on the office by not only selecting people, but then sort of enforcing a discipline.
In fact, according to Rory Little, Mueller moves the prosecutors around every 6 months or so just to keep them on their toes. Mueller avoids the press. He's been known to have given a one-sentence press conference. Little says Mueller, a former Marine, has almost no ego invested in his public persona, only in getting the job done.
Bob is kind of a straight arrow. You know, wounded in Vietnam, and you keep wanting to hunt for where is the crack in that facade? You know, where's the real Bob Mueller? And after a while, you begin to realize, you know what, that's the real Bob Mueller. He is exactly who he appears to be, this kind of sour-faced, not a lot of humor, just sort of all business guy. That's him.
And Mueller reportedly works around the clock. He may have to. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee and will preside over the confirmation hearings. He's promised to take a hard look at how the FBI conducts investigations and polices itself.
There is a culture among some within the FBI of not admitting mistakes, but taking every effort possible to hide mistakes. And that he's got to change.
Leahy has offered to bump up the schedule for Mueller's hearing, with prosecutors and defense attorneys, Republicans and Democrats welcoming its nomination. It appears he may have fairly smooth sailing. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.